This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, then call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Joining us today on the Roto Report to talk Ohio State football, specifically recruiting, is our good buddy Steve Hellwagon from Bucknuts.com. And Steve, a big day for Urban Meyer and the Ohio State recruiting class of 2015 as they get 2 5-star recruits to commit today. Let's start with the outside linebacker, Justin Hilliard. How good is this kid and how big of a signing is this for Ohio State?
Well, I think from a psychological standpoint, it's always huge anytime Ohio State can get the number one player in the state of Ohio, and that's exactly what happened today. When you look at Justin Hilliard, the outstanding linebacker prospect from Cincinnati St. Xavier, 6'2", 230 pounds, could play outside linebacker for Ohio State, but if he puts on more weight or bulk strength, could also play the middle linebacker position for the Buckeyes, and he becomes the latest blue chipper, you know, to go along with Dante Booker and Raekwon McMillan, who they got last year in the 2014 class. So those guys will be freshmen this year. And, of course, Hilliard will be on campus in 2015. He would sign with the Buckeyes next February. He's going to play in the Under Armour All-American game, as far as I understand. So he is a blue chipper. He's number 21 prospect in the country, number 2 outside linebacker, and picked the Buckeyes over Alabama, Notre Dame, Iowa, where his brother CJ will be a freshman running back this coming season. Tremendous, tremendous coup for the Buckeyes to land Justin Hilliard, the top player in Ohio today.
As I look at recruiting, Steve, I always look to see what other schools are interested in a kid. And whenever you get somebody that Alabama's interested, because they're considered the kings of college football right now, you get him to commit to Ohio State over Alabama and Notre Dame. This kid must be pretty good. So I don't think he's doing cartwheels because he might hurt himself, but Urban Meyer has to be smiling from ear to ear today.
No question about it. And this is a linchpin type kid for this class, easily the top ranked player right now in that class for 2015. The Buckeyes have been stuck on 2 commitments for a long time, but now over the last month they've added 10 guys to that class. And obviously Hilliard and Jayshon Cornell, the other player who committed today, both national top 50 players. So things are really coming together in a hurry for this Ohio State football recruiting class for 2015. And to get this guy away from Alabama, Notre Dame, Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, everybody under the sun wanted this kid. So you think about it, again, Urban Meyer, Kerry Combs, a former Cincinnati Colerain High School head coach and former assistant at the University of Cincinnati, does a bang-up job leading Ohio State's recruiting efforts in the Queen City, and also Luke Fickell, the defensive coordinator and linebackers coach. They were all over Hilliard on this one and really made it a family atmosphere for him to become a part of as he decides to play for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
You mentioned another name, another kid that officially announced today that he will attend the Ohio State University. Jayshon Cornell out of St. Paul, Minnesota, a defensive end, another 4-star/5-star kid. How good is this kid, and what does it mean for Urban Meyer to get an outside linebacker in Hilliard and a defensive end in Cornell to add to this recruiting class of 2015?
Well, Ken, I don't think I have to tell Ohio State fans much about how poor the defense has really played the last 3 seasons for Ohio State. I think people have seen it firsthand with their own eyes. I know last year a lot of the problems were in the secondary, and they're going to be young in that secondary this upcoming season. But when you add 2 top 50 players nationally on one day to go with Raekwon McMillan, who we mentioned is going to be part of this class, Avon Bell, who was a freshman last year, they are upgrading across the board. You know, they still have some guys left over, like Noah Spence and Michael Bennett, who could be All-American-type players this coming season for the Buckeyes. But it's not to say it's out with the old and in with the new, but Urban Meyer and Luke Fickell and that defensive staff, you know, they've added Larry Johnson, the former Penn State assistant coach, who was a great recruiter there. I believe he coached 7 first-round NFL draft picks on the defensive line for Penn State. And Jashaun Cornell, when he announced today, mentioned Larry Johnson by name and his pedigree, and don't think that doesn't factor into his mind when he's had the number one overall pick, you know, with a Courtney Brown and different guys like that, Tamba Pauli and other guys up and down through the years that have played for him. That was first and foremost in Jashaun Cornell's thoughts, and he's going to be coming off the edge for the Buckeyes. And then, of course, certainly, as we touched on a little bit ago, Hilliard, they'll be behind him at linebacker. And it is better days ahead for the Ohio State defense when you get these kind of upgrades. Cornell is 6'4", 260 pounds, which is basically prototype defensive end size for the college level at least. And Notre Dame and Iowa were also in the running for him, along with just about everybody else under the sun. And you think about it, his high school, Creighton Durham, up in St. Paul, Minnesota, has been a recruit factory. I think Michael Floyd, who played at Notre Dame, was from there. Any number of other top prospects have come out of, you know, the Minnesota area. James Laurinaitis was obviously from up there and played for the Buckeyes. If he has anywhere near the same kind of success that the All-American James Laurinaitis had with the Buckeyes, then Jashaun Cornell will have a great, great college career at Ohio State.
We're talking with Steve Hellwagon from Bucknuts.com. The Ohio State Buckeyes getting two big recruits to verbally commit today in Justin Hilliard, the outside linebacker, and defensive end Jashaun Cornell. So what does this mean for this class of 2015? I think a lot of people were getting worried because it didn't have the star power. I saw all of a sudden the Buckeyes were ranked sixth on College Game Day's rankings. Is this moving the Buckeyes up the list in everybody's rankings, Steve, with these two verbals today?
Yeah, I think so, Ken, and I think it's going to be an upwardly mobile shift for Ohio State. As we said, they only had two commitments as of a month ago, and then the first one in that avalanche was the quarterback from Athens that we talked about on one of the previous editions, Joe Burrow. I think he's going to be a nice prospect for them down the line. And, you know, you had two national top 50 players. They were ranked 26th coming into the day on the 247 sports composite rankings. They're now up to 13th nationally and second in the Big Ten in those rankings. And I fully expect and believe that when it's all said and done, this Ohio State class will be somewhere around 3, 4, 5 in the country once again for Urban Meyer. And I want to tell you something about him in just a second, but there are a number of guys that the Buckeyes still have targeted, a wide receiver Christian Kirk, running back Damian Harris, another defensive end, Josh Sweat. Boy, what a coup that would be to get two of the top ends in the country, Cornell on one side and Sweat on the other, in this class. And Cornell and Hilliard are both going out next week to the opening, which is something that Nike sponsors out at its headquarters in Oregon for the top 100 or so national high school football prospects. Those guys are going to be going out there and taking, spreading the gospel, let's just say, out there about the Ohio State program and trying to bring some of those guys we mentioned with them to Ohio State. And when and if that happens, I fully expect this class to be in the top five. And as I did some research with Urban Meyer, in his 8 full years as a head coach at this level between Florida and Ohio State, obviously he was at Utah and BYU prior to that, but in the 8 classes that he assigned previously, all 8 of them were top 10 classes, and 6 of them were top 5 classes, including both of his first 2 years at Ohio State. So, yeah, I don't think you have to worry too much about Urban Meyer, his recruiting prowess, and finishing off the class in fine fashion.
Great stuff from Steve Hellwagon from Bucknuts.com. Steve, how can people follow you on Twitter as well as get to the website for a daily dose of Ohio State football, especially with recruiting?
Yeah, I'm easy to find. It's at Steve Hellwagon, one word, and it's E-N. It's not O-N. It's S-T-E-V-E-H-E-L-W-A-G-E-N, real easy, on Twitter. And, of course, at Bucknuts.com, myself, Bill Kerlick, Alex Gleitman, Dave Biddle, Steve Wilfong, Dan Rubin, the whole crew there, Gary House, Stu, Dwayne Long, everybody there following recruiting 24/7. That's our network. And Bucknuts.com is our website. Everybody there all over it with the Buckeyes.
Great insight, Steve. We appreciate the time today. Keep up the good work at Bucknuts.com, and we'll talk again down the road, bud.
Okay, Ken. Take care.
There is Steve Hellwagon from Bucknuts.com. If you're a Buckeye fan, you're crazy if you don't have a Bucknuts.com bookmark on your computer so you can check it out each and every day And I urge you to follow Steve on Twitter as well, because when anything breaks, Ohio State football or even basketball related, he's all over it. So thanks to Steve Hellwagon for joining us on this edition of the Rotary Report. And was brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444. Or check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.